Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, nursing staff at Ardan Gaoithne in Stranorr are due to begin industrial action in 3 weeks. Members of the INMO and PNA will be engaging in the action. We'll hear from the Assistant Director of Industrial Relations with the INMO. There's a warning that the current postal system is unable to cope with the current level of parcels in circulation. We'll hear from a Donegal spokesperson from the CWU who is raising motions on the issue at a conference this evening. House price inflation hits a two-year low, according to figures from the CSO, and a planned increase in fines for dog fouling won't work without more enforcement on the ground, according to a Donegal councillor. Later we'll have sports news with Oisín. That's coming up at around about 5:45 this evening, but we begin with the prospect of industrial action at Ardan na Gaoithne in Stranorr. Nursing staff plan to begin industrial action in 3 weeks' time. Members of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Psychiatric Nurses Association will stage a protest outside the facility on May the 27th. That'll be followed by a work to rule from June 2nd. The action follows a ballot of members after management withdrew proposals for 24/7 on-site management at the Donegal Intellectual Disability Services facility. That was after residents were moved into houses in the community as part of the decongregation process recommended in the Brandon report and elsewhere. Colin Porter is the INMO's Assistant Director of Industrial Relations. He says the next 3 weeks give the HSE a chance to come to the table and help resolve this issue.
Hopefully that 3 week period will allow us to get around a table and resolve this issue, because the key issue here is around governance and safeguarding. It's not about pay or anything for our members. So as you well know, and as your listeners will well know, our members in our Green Accord are caring for some of the most vulnerable service users in the health service. And what they need is appropriate clinical leadership and decision-making structures in place at all times, which unfortunately is not the case within the service at the minute. And I suppose the kernel of the dispute is really because management previously gave a written commitment to our members 2 years ago, setting out that there would be a robust out of hours governance arrangement in place, and that were previously in place would be restored. And based on those assurances, our members and also the members of the PNA, the Psychiatric Nurses Association, cooperated fully with service reconfiguration and supported the transition of residents into new community houses. But despite that support, the HSE are now reneging on their previous commitment to put in additional out-of-hours governance structures. So unfortunately, our members feel like they have been left with no other option than to ballot for industrial action, which they have, of course, voted in favour, along with their colleagues in the PNA.
And there's a lot more from Colin Porter on our website, highlandradio.com. There's a warning that the current postal system is unable to cope with the current level of parcels and situation. At the moment, the Communications Workers Union is highlighting the issue at its biennial conference in Sligo. It's taking place over the next 2 days. Donegal Branch Secretary and Postman Seamus McLaughlin says a total overhaul of the system is needed. He says pressure was already mounting, and that became worse with the closure of Fastway across the country.
It's just about getting more vans on the ground and more people on the ground to help take that overspill of parcels that we have. And as I said, they're growing on a daily basis, weekly basis. We see the parcel volume, have totally skyrocketed. So yeah, really, really just looking for more help on the ground for the postmen and women, which would be brilliant.
And that pressure would have been compounded just around Christmas time, whenever there was the closure of the Fastway offices. And I suppose here that would have been locally in Letterkenny, but it was across the country.
Yeah, and even right up to today, we're still picking up that slack, along with having new customers come on board. So the customer base was growing anyway without that. And then when that happened, it just, it all happened together. So, yeah, no, there's an absolute massive increase in the daily volume of parcels.
And that was Seamus McLaughlin. House price inflation has eased to a two-year low, according to figures from the Central Statistics Office. Prices rose by 6.5% in the 12 months to March, the lowest annual increase since February 2024, when it stood at 6.2%. The highest median price recorded was in Dunleary Rathdown at €685,000. The lowest was €200,000 in both Donegal and Longford. By air code area, Letterkenny F92 stood at 262,500, Lifford F93 at 172,435, and Donegal Town F94 at €210,000. A planned increase in fines for dog fouling will be ineffective without more dog wardens on the ground. That's according to Donegal councillor Martin Farron. He says he welcomes the new €250 fine due to come into effect in September, but fears enforcement will remain a challenge. He says Donegal County Council has made major efforts through the installation of dog foul bins and the provision of free waste bags, but Councillor Farron now says the council must employ additional dog wardens across the county.
I agree 100% what they're proposing to do in terms of €250, but the problem that I see is, like, we've got either two, possibly maybe three, dog wardens in the whole county, and Donegal is a very large county, you know, and the chances of these people basically being caught is, you know, minimal. And I think what Donegal County Council need to do here, possibly the minister sending out a message asking our local authorities to be more proactive in relation to this, maybe have more dog wardens within our areas and out and about, and actually getting people and fining them and taking them to court or whatever the case may be. I think this needs to happen. I've spoken about this on numerous occasions, and other councillors as well, you know, and just there's a certain element of people. I suppose now I used to say a small minority, but I think it's even larger than that. And they're allowing their dogs to just foul on the streets, on the footpath, and just walk on. And then you've got the element of people who have let their dogs just run free on the streets anyway, or on the greens, or whatever the case may be. And it's totally unacceptable. And really, people, if you own a dog, you have to take responsibility for that dog. You know, you have to take responsibility for it. And, you know, we can't be expecting other people to clean up after them. So I certainly welcome it. Yeah, I do.
And that was Councillor Martin Farron. Detectives from the PSNI's Organised Crime Branch conducted two searches in the waterside area of Derry earlier today as part of an ongoing investigation into what they're terming serious and organised criminality. A number of items, including documentation and mobile phones, were seized. Police say their inquiries are ongoing. The energy regulator says it may need more powers to further ensure consumer protection in the market. Representatives from the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities appeared before the Oireachtas Energy Committee today to discuss rising costs in the sectors and steps to address them. It's after a report from the Commission found energy providers aren't making excessive profits from rising bills. Well, Chairperson Fergal Mulligan acknowledged that there are major cost increases that have to be addressed. He said the regulators will examine what's needed for them to better protect bill payers.
We are going to spend, as you said, the next number of months going through the call for evidence from consumers. What do they think we should be doing? We look at that and say, well, can we do it? And if we can't, what do we need to do? Which is powers. That could include prepay. It could be gathering data from the industry. We might say we don't have enough powers to gather data from the industry. We look for powers to do that. And that's an area I would probably be conscious of looking at. The key components that are driving huge costs to our bills are the cost of upgrading our network, which is our PR6 development, $18.9 billion, and what's been spent already to date and what will continue to be spent, and also the wholesale cost of buying the actual energy. That's what the generation of electricity, the purchase of gas to generate electricity, which we know is down to a lot of macroeconomic volatility that we've seen with the Middle East.
HICWA has published reports on four of Donegal's largest residential centres for older people. The centres in Gwydir, Fáin, Port na Blá and Ballyshannon had a combined total of 178 residents when the inspections took place. Each of the reports includes plans from management outlining how outstanding issues will be resolved. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
There were 36 residents in place at Aras Glyndŵr when it was inspected in November of last year. Six non-compliances were noted in the areas of premises, persons in charge, governance and management, infection control, medicines and pharmaceutical services and residents' rights. There were 44 residents at Nazareth House in Flom when it was inspected in December. Two non-compliances were recorded in the areas of premises and governance and management. The Lake House Nursing Home in Port na Blah had 46 residents when it was inspected in October. One non-compliance was noted in the area of premises. The most recent of the inspections took place at Ballyshannon Community Hospital in February, with 52 residents in place. No non-compliances were noted. All four reports can be accessed on highlandradio.com.
The Taoiseach says his former party leader's comments on immigration aren't appropriate. It follows a video of former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern talking about immigration. Mr Ahern was being filmed without his knowledge when he said he felt too many people were coming to Ireland. He said he was particularly concerned about those arriving from Africa and the next generation of Muslims. Micheál Martin says the opinions don't reflect the views of Fianna Fáil.
We have a broader migration story where people come into work in our health service through work permits or through the European Union, and are a very, very valuable part of our economic life and of our healthcare system and indeed our caring system as well.
Well, the Justice Minister says he's asserting a fair and firm immigration policy. Jim O'Callaghan says there are concerns about radicalisation and threats to the state following a report by the Independent Examiner of Security. Mr O'Callaghan told reporters today he hasn't seen the video.
I didn't see the comments. I've heard media reports. Now, I'm not a great purveyor of social media. I have a confession to make. And maybe I should be looking at more things on social media, but I haven't seen them. And I know the circumstances under which they were identified. But I suppose the policy issue for me is the migration issue. And it's an area where I'm implementing and applying a firm but fair migration rule system. I'm very conscious of what was stated by Mr Justice George Birmingham in his recent report that was delivered to me in terms of radicalisation and the threat that it poses. And I suppose it's something that I'm very aware of.
Gardaí are monitoring for the use of specially built narco subs to smuggle drugs, but say there is no evidence they're being used in Irish waters. Coastal Watch was established in 1996. It was relaunched in the south of the country today to encourage people to report suspicious activity. Communities are being asked to keep an eye out for unknown boats landing in remote locations and vehicles parked in unusual areas. Chief Superintendent Vincent O'Sullivan says Gardaí are constantly liaising with international partners to monitor the use of submarines by criminal gangs.
We haven't seen submersibles coming into the Irish coastline yet. There are opportunities, there are isolated areas, but look, those isolated areas cause a challenge as well for criminals, because if you have a local person that spots something that they're uneasy about, because if we get the heads up on it, it allows us to put our processes in place to try and intercept them.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 40 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. A very good evening. We're going to start with schools football. Loretto Milford have been crowned FAI Minor Boys Under 15 National Cup Champions. The Donegal School beat Middleton CBS of Cork 2-1 in today's final, which was played in Athlone. Loretto led 2-0 with goals coming from Hugo Cooper and Dara Edwards. Middleton had a goal ruled offside but did pull one back. However, Milford would see out the tie to go on and lift the cup and emulate a side from over 50 years ago. Milford won the same competition 50 years ago to this year. So congratulations to them. A huge occasion. They're National Cup champions and there will be a homecoming down at Loretto Milford Community School later this evening, with them expected back at the school at around 8 o'clock to continue the celebrations. Moving on to Scottish football, and Celtic will be looking to keep themselves in the running to retain the Premiership title tonight. They're on the road to Motherwell, just a point off current leaders Hearts, who are at home to Falkirk. Results depending, it could all come down to the top two meeting on Saturday. Celtic boss Martin O'Neill is under no illusions of how his side need to be fully switched on against Motherwell later.
The Motherwell game is so, so important. We couldn't even think about anything else after that there. Motherwell beat us, Hearts win their game, then it's all over. So it doesn't really matter about the weekend's game.
Well, the Premiership trophy is being kept close to Tynecastle just in case Hearts are crowned champions for the first time since 1960. A win against Falkirk coupled with Celtic losing, and Derek McGuinness's men would take the title with a game to spare. Hearts striker Lawrence Shanklin says they're trying to embrace the hype around this evening's fixture.
Exciting opportunity. There's a lot of talk around the place, and even out with the building, everywhere you go, people want to talk to you about it. So it isn't easy, but you know, as professionals, you've got a job to do. And as I said there, first and foremost, we need to go and win the game.
Rangers are also in action tonight as they play Hibs, looking to bring an end to a three-game losing streak. All the games tonight in Scotland start at 8 o'clock. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is not expecting to face a weakened Crystal Palace side tonight in the Premier League. They face each other at the Etihad, with some suggestions that Palace are turning their focus towards the upcoming UEFA Conference League final. Guardiola played that down in a pre-match press conference this week as his side aimed to reduce Arsenal's lead at the top of the table to 2 points. Talks are set to take place between the board of Manchester United and Michael Carrick on a deal to see him become the new permanent manager at the club. They are expected to begin those discussions after their final game of the season against Brighton. United have qualified for next season's Champions League in Carrick's interim period in charge. Arsenal defender Ben White isn't expected to need surgery on his injured knee. The Premier League leaders confirmed yesterday that he will miss their final few games of the season with a significant medial ligament injury. It's thought it will prevent him from playing for England at this summer's World Cup as well. Two games in the Donegal Junior Premier League this evening. Bunnagee United take on KJ Rovers, and St Catharines are off to St Johnston to play Kildrum Tigers. The results will have a bearing on either KJ or St Catharines playing Castlefin Celtic in the promotion relegation playoff this coming weekend. In Gaelic games, the All-Ireland Under-20 semi-finals are on this evening. Tyrone, who are chasing three in a row All-Ireland titles, take on Leinster champions Kildare. That game's in Cavan and starts at 7:30. At the same time, Kerry and Roscommon meet in Thurles. Elsewhere, reigning All-Ireland champions Tipperary defend their Munster Under-20 hurling crown against Clare tonight. In rugby, Ulster, Stuart McCluskey and Jacob Stockdale look set to miss the Challenge Cup final against Montpellier on Friday week. McCluskey has a hamstring injury, and what the province expect will see him miss a number of weeks, while Stockdale has had a procedure on a facial fracture that he picked up in the semi-final win over Exeter. Richie Murphy's side could also be without Ian Henderson, pending the outcome of a disciplinary hearing from the red card that he received in the draw against the Stormers in the URC. And finally, over 1,000 pairs of feet will take to the streets of Tyrone and Donegal this Sunday morning for the 11th edition of the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon. A full breakdown of road closures, timings and a video on the course is available at derrystrabane.com/SLHM. Race pack collections will take place at the Melvin Sports Complex on Friday from 4 p.m, Saturday morning from 10, and on the morning of the race from 7:30. And that's your sport for today here on Highland. We'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Donal.
Thank you, Washing. The Dáil has heard urgent appeals today to make the drug Gavinistat available for people with Duchenne muscular dystrophy in Ireland. Deputies Piers Doherty and Patrick O'Gallagher raised the cases of young Donegal boys Aaron Langan and Dermot O'Sullivan, whose lives could be improved by the drug. Gavinistat has faced administrative delays at the hands of the HSC, despite the medication receiving approval by the European Medical Agency in June of last year. In reply, Minister of State at the Department of Health laid out a timeline which explained an application on commercial negotiations from the pharmaceutical company which makes Gavinistat was not received by the HSC until Friday last. Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher says, given the fact that it's already available north of the border, that makes things difficult to understand.
Whatever is to be decided now must be fast-tracked. You did refer to the receipt of a commercial offer on the Friday, the 8th of May. I believe over the next number of weeks, a decision should be taken and must be taken. Now, the ironic thing about it is this, that Aaron's family are living in Lahey, close to the border. O'Sullivan's family are living in Ballybuffet, close to the border. And the children on the other side of the border, whether it's in Fermanagh or Tyrone or wherever, they're availing of this. So it's vitally important that this should not be discrimination as far as these children are concerned. And we're pleading with you, we're pleading with the Minister, who's pragmatic. We had dealings with her in relation to issues in Donegal, and I would hope that a decision can be taken soon, and that the question of finance should not be an issue. And I'm again calling on the all concerned, whether it's the drug company, the HSE, the department, to ensure that these children avail of this treatment as soon as possible. Time is ticking.
Well, Minister Mary Butler says delays have been down to the drug company.
There is negotiations underway. There is a system and a process in place. And, you know, simply saying that doesn't cut it for from a political perspective is no logic at all. There are children all over Ireland that need this drug. The Minister recognises that. There is a process in place. Italpharmaco are the pharmaceutical company who came last Friday. They came last Friday with a proposal, and the confidential commercial negotiations are underway. Today is Wednesday. The reason why there was a delay from January to this time is because the NCPE didn't receive the full health technology assessment from the company until the 15th of January, which took 4 months. I don't know why these delays have happened. But what I do know is that there are children that need this drug. And I do believe with both of you that there shouldn't be a situation that one child is living in Donegal and one child is living 5 miles down the road and they have access to the drug. We get that.
Finally, swimming restrictions have been lifted at Ladies Bay in Buncrana after a new Environmental Protection Agency reported a improvement in water quality. In a document, the beach had been placed under special management plans in recent years. Donegal County Council says those measures have been successful, with sampling results improving significantly. Local councillor Fionnán Bradley says this will help bolster tourism in the area.
Thankfully, I'm delighted to be able to report that the EPA have stated that water quality at Ladies Bay in Buncrana for last year, so the 2025 year, was graded as sufficient. Now, I know your listeners might say sufficient doesn't sound that good, but as you've said, for the 3 years before that, the water quality was poor. One of only two beaches in all of Ireland, the other being Sandymount and North Dublin, that returned a poor water quality, which meant that the waters weren't suitable for bathing in. And we couldn't bathe, either locals or tourists could not bathe at the Ladies Bay and Buncrana.
And just to put that into context for listeners, there was only two, in all of the 26 counties under the auspices of the EPA, there was only two beaches in the whole country that were deemed poor due to untreated wastewater discharges, this particularly during heavy rain, and one of them was Ladies Bay, and it was a blight, right? It's great to see that reversed.
Absolutely, yeah, because, I mean, the Buncrana, our bread and butter, particularly in the summertime, is tourists and visitors.
Showers becoming isolated tonight with clear spells developing for a time, cloudier later in lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees Celsius. Those showers becoming more frequent tomorrow, a few of them heavy, isolated in the afternoon with brighter spells developing, cool again with a moderate to fresh northerly wind. Top temperatures on Thursday 10 to 13 degrees Celsius. Main stories in brief this evening. Nursing staff at Ardguenya Court in Stranraer are to begin industrial action in 3 weeks. Members of the INMO and PNA will stage a protest on May 27th, followed by a work to rule from June 2nd. They say promises made by the HSE when the decongregation process began are not being maintained and kept. There's a warning that the current postal system cannot cope with the current level of parcels in circulation. Donegal's CWU branch secretary is raising motions on the issue at a conference in Sligo today. And house price inflation has eased to a 2-year low, according to figures from the Central Statistics Office. The lowest mean house prices in the country, €200,000, recorded in Donegal and Longford. Back with news again at 7 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, May 13th. The death has taken place of Pacelli Maguire, Tully Vinnie Rafoe, formerly of Tober Ballandrate. Funeral leaving Pacelli's late residence at 10:30 on Friday morning, going to St. Union's Church Rafoe for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterward is in the adjoining graveyard. House, funeral and burial private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Kathleen McDade, ní Freil, Ross Ray Remelton, reposing at her home tomorrow and Friday from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church Remelton, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bridie Coyle, Sheshkin Beg, Derry Beg. Her remains are reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. Removal to her late residence tonight after the rosary to repose overnight. House private to family only before the funeral, which will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey. Burial afterwards in Maharagelm Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on MCM Media. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.